This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Democrats are a big risk to the American family. And our country cannot afford to take those kind of risks. Yeah. This will be the election of the caravan, Kavanaugh, law and order, tax cuts, and common sense. That's what it is, common sense.
All right, the president talking about the midterm elections and what he think will rock the elections in the direction of the Republicans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It wouldn't be a show if we weren't talking about a hurricane. Yes, there's a hurricane off of Mexico now, 145-mile-an-hour Cat 4 storm. We'll dive into that. And that caravan that the president mentions, the caravan that is supposedly swelling with more people jumping in from Central America, making its way to the border, and $1.6 billion. What would you do if you won $1.6 billion? Which, of course, you know, Uncle Sam is going to take his chunk, so it won't be quite $1.6 billion, but it'll be a ridiculous amount of money. And that's at Mega Millions just continuing to rise. So the next jackpot is going to be at least that and jumps past the 2016 Powerball record, which was the largest prize in U.S. history. So people are running out, taking a couple of chances here and there. What's the harm, right? Plunk down a dollar or two, you know, whatever. Imagine the cash option. Imagine what it would be like. I'll tell you what it'd be like. You would disappear in the middle of the night because everybody would want to know who you are. Who doesn't want to know who? It's like the Willy Wonka. Go watch that movie. It's like you have the golden ticket. So if it is just one person, it could end up being a group of people. It could end up being, you know, workmates where everybody chips in and they take a chance at the lottery, because then the thought is you could get more quick picks, more numbers, and maybe have a better chance at that. And we know that groups have won before, or it could be a couple of different people from a couple different states. Anyway, it is pretty interesting to see how that has swollen, the amount of people that are interested, the amount for the prize, and the long lines at the last second. All right, speaking of lines, immigration. You know, right before an election, it always gets heated, and there's always something that seems to happen, right? And this is it. It's the caravan. And the caravan could be halted if the president follows through with cutting off aid to the countries who the majority of people are from. And that's what the president said. He said that could happen. And he also said he would send as many troops as necessary to the border to block that caravan of Central American migrants, and said that the trek was really an assault on the country. And he did an interview with USA Today aboard Air Force One, and he just emphasized that, look, there are people from the Middle East that are in the middle of this. There could be others that are there that are part of gangs, and how can we risk all of that? So the caravan is all over the tube. You tune in, you'll see it. Wherever it is, it's on Fox News, on CNN, you know, pick your poison of what you're watching, flip it on, and you'll see it. So, you know, the last couple of weeks have been a referendum on immigration and what has or hasn't happened. So this soft on crime / border security, will it come back to change the shape of the midterms? And I'm thinking that we're going to see a lot of people that come out for the midterms. Normally, we still don't have giant numbers, but in a presidential election, you have more people that go out and vote versus a midterm election. In this case, I've seen with my own family and friends who are voting early, and the conversations I'm having with other people, that a lot of people are going out to vote. I think personally that's a good sign. The more people that vote, the better. Get more people involved in the process. Get more people that don't like what's happening, that want to make a difference, that want to shake things up, whatever it is. Boom. Let's have it. Let's bring it. Whatever nook and cranny you hail from, wherever you're listening to America Tonight, if you care about any of the issues, then you care about voting. Even if it's heavy frustration, you don't like who's on the ballot, yada, yada, yada. Eventually you'll get somebody on the ballot that you like if you get involved in the process. Personally, if the troops go down, no one's getting across unless they're going off and sneaking off on a side ramp. If it's just a massive wall of humanity, you're not going to see that. But I wonder what the coverage is going to look like, and I wonder how that's going to go down at the border. This hurricane is bearing down, by the way, on Mexico. Hurricane Willa, they say, is now extremely dangerous. You start talking about, and we know this because we just went through it, with Michael, 145-mile-an-hour winds and possibly getting to a 5, which it did at one point on Monday, and landfall predicted for Tuesday or Wednesday. Is it going to be a Cat 3? What's it going to be like? And what are the conditions going to be like? Well, if we're talking about resort areas, some of the resort areas are not going to be, like Mazatlan, they're all kind of in the middle of this. So any of the high-rise type hotels, surfing beaches because of what happens with the surf, fishing villages, all of those are going to be affected. So the taping of the windows and the familiar sandbagging, all of that has already taken place, because certainly in Mexico, just like at the Gulf in the U.S., they know what it's like to be slammed with a hurricane. So the 21st tropical storm or hurricane in the Eastern Pacific, in 2018, Willa. It just exploding in the last couple of days. I'll tell you what, I feel like at one point in my career, in the very, very beginning, I filled in and did the weather. I almost feel like you need a meteorology degree to go through what we've gone through with these different models and looking at the different categories and watching where the winds are coming out of and what's happening with these tropical storms. 21 storms. And when you're talking about the rain is the thing. If you don't get the massive wind, but you get 18 inches of rain, oh, and how fast you get that rain, I mean, that's the killer for so many people. We've certainly have seen that. We saw that with Florence in the Carolinas, and it could be that we see this coming into Mexico because of the heavy amounts that we're talking about. Oof, brutal, huh? Very, very brutal. Coming up on America Tonight, coming up this hour, we're going to have a conversation with Teresa Carrington. She's one of my favorite people. And she sent me one of the blessings baskets. They're called blessing baskets. And she started this incredible, incredible, incredible company that has helped so many people in Africa and other places. I can't even tell you. All right, stay with us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Of We Can Count. I'll tell you what, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in America. He's not worried about what the lottery is crawling up to. And it just seems like everything he touches just turns to gold. So there's this portable fitness class that is all the rage. It started in 2012. Peloton at-home workouts are huge. I don't know how people do it, frankly. I mean, you have to be in the best shape. I'm sorry. But Peloton users are rabid. They plunk down about $2,000 for a stationary bike that has a video screen, internet connection. It lets the rider participate remotely in, check this out, though, this is cool, live on-demand cycling classes. So it could be a class anywhere. In Los Angeles, Chicago, Ottumwa, Iowa, wherever. You get my drift. Sarasota, Florida. You jump on the bike, boom, you're in the middle of the class. So this virtual class model is huge. In June, this past summer, they launched this Peloton digital app. So for under 20 a month with no big equipment, you've got all kinds of at-home workouts, boot camp, strength, training, that kind of thing. So the CEO, John Foley, thinks the remote classes have this big appeal, and he's very ambitious about it, right? You know, it's funny because Jeff Bezos said at one point that he wanted to make it ridiculously hard for people not to want to have an Amazon Prime membership. In fact, I found this story about Peloton, which I knew about Peloton, but the numbers I found in the recent edition of Time Magazine, and the head of this Peloton company said, we're going to make it irresponsible not to have a Peloton membership, because how cheap would that be? If it's 20 a month, that's less than a gym would cost you. And a lot of people that are listening to me right now, you may work for a company where they're even giving you the cost of a gym, so then you would get the cost of the digital, you know, of the app. But here's my question. Would you use the app, right? Would you use it? I'll tell you this, because so many people have asked, I'm going to say it again, and there's like five ways where you can get a hold of America Tonight. One of them is katedelaneyradio.com. You want to send us an email. You want to tell me if you're doing the Peloton thing, or you even belong to a gym, or you just walk around in circles in your house. Whatever it is, you can do that by going there, clicking on contact, and sending me your thoughts. But another way is, and I believe in this app stuff, because you can download TuneIn app, boom, click in America Tonight, and everything you missed on America Tonight from the day before when you were on vacation or whatever, you can download the shows right there. I think it is so cool. So for people who are fitness freaks, I can see how that would be intoxicating. Let's put it that way. All right, how about the student loans? Americans owe $1.5 trillion in student loans. Are you shocked? Are you shocked by that? So Common Bond is trying to find a way to keep the costs down. They're using technology, in fact. So they're refinancing rates substantially lower than what you're getting from most banks that you're borrowing from, right? They're saying they're saving an estimated $24,000 over the lifespan of a loan, and they're doing this one-on-one social mission. For every loan they fund, they pay a year of education for a child in a developing nation. Wow. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? How about this? I've got a lot of numbers for you this time around. I really dug around some of these numbers. Parking. Is parking a pain in the butt where you are? And you know what? You can live in a small town, and parking can be hard. Are you great at parallel parking? I have a friend that claims she's like the world's best at parallel parking. And guess where she's from? Minneapolis. Not too far from where our studio is, the mothership, GCM. But she says she's had to park all over the place. Well, anyway, it's interesting, this way to find parking spaces is this thing called Spot Hero. And it allows you to find and prepay for an off-street parking area. And it's discounted a lot of times. And, in fact, it's so popular, Spot Hero, that they acquired another parking app that came up, Parking Panda. And they've got, like, I guess, access to 5,000 garages and lots in the U.S. So how do they stop other people from parking there? I guess maybe they have certain lots where you can only, it's got to be where you can only park using that. Because if I reserve a spot and you just happen to drive in there, are we getting into a clash because I've already reserved the spot? Well, that would seem ridiculous. So there has to be a way to close that off. And I know when I was in Florida, they had something similar to that. And I thought that it was pretty, I have to say, I thought it was pretty interesting that you could, you know, you could reserve the spot that way, and it seemed to work, but it would still be something that you would have to get used to. All right, how can I talk about numbers and not mention this again? $1.6 billion, I know. Are you sick of hearing about the lottery everywhere you turn? What would you do if you won $1.6 billion? Would you pay your friends' mortgages? Would you buy three houses around the U.S.? Would you go to Whitefish, Montana, and fly fish for the rest of your life? I mean, whatever. So, it is $1.6 billion. It is the largest prize in U.S. lottery history. And there are a lot of people who are lining up to plunk down a couple of bucks thinking maybe they could win. You know, I'll tell you this. I got a ticket for fun, and I did get my $2 back because I had the Mega Ball. But that's it, right? That's it. Nothing beyond that. So I don't think it's that easy to win. I think the conversation is interesting. Let's put it that way. How about this? Shark Tank. Do you watch it? Do you like it? You know, are you an entrepreneur? Do you have an idea for a product and you watch Shark Tank and you think, ooh, what would that be like? Well, I was just reading this story about this tribute to a firefighter father that ended up pulling in $1 million in sales. So there were these three young, I'm going to say young inventors that, it's really their father's invention, but three of them were on Shark Tank, and they said they were going to pitch it on Shark Tank because it was their father's dream, his invention. It was a cupboard pro, a chopping board with a detachable bowl for easy cleanup, but he passed away before he had that chance to pitch it to the sharks or get on the show or any of that kind of stuff. But the company that produces Shark Tank, Sony Pictures, said Monday that within 18 hours of the three kids of the firefighter, it was really sad, that 26,000 cupboard pros had been sold worth $1 million in sales. Wow. And they did show their father in a video demonstration of the product. He was a New York City firefighter. He was one of the guys who helped in the cleanup at Ground Zero after September 11th, and he died 3 months before the Shark Tank taping last May from cancer related to what they say was the 9/11 cleanup effort. And the Cupboard Pro has the insignia of all the firefighters who died on 9/11. You could see that the sharks were struggling to keep a dry eye. I mean, they were choked up. So how about that? People were really affected by that, and they got the prototypes, and you know, they talked about, I mean, you know, they talked about their father dying, and then they talked about their mother who also was diagnosed with breast cancer, and you know, that then she died in 2012, and oh my gosh, and they're just these, yeah, in their 20s, early 20s, these three kids of theirs, and it was an incredible story, right? So all five sharks came together to help. They offered $100,000 for a 20% stake in the business. They promised to donate profits to charity that helped firefighters affected on 9/11, and then poof, like magic, $1 million. Wow. Because so many people were just pulled into that sad story. So I guess there's the happy ending. I'll put it that way. And then wrapping things up for We Can Count, for $1, any size fry for $1. Where can you get that? There's always some deal, right? Wendy's. They say if you get a small, medium, or large order of fries for just $1, and that goes for wrapping that up with other things like their burgers. How many people are going to just go up to the window? Give me a fries for $1. All right, stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Over 100,000 people RSVP to come to President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Houston with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun grab and liberal? Well, the Democrats are giving you one.
President Trump at the rally bashing Democrats.
You know, explain that to me. They're for open borders, which means crime, and for massive tax cuts. They're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets. How do you win on that platform? Now, how do you win?
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted, but no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's
Ted.
Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, she's back with us again, and I know that listeners are on the edge of their seat to hear the rest of the story. Teresa Carrington, founder and CEO at 10 by 3. So if you go to 10by3.org, you'll find her there, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. We were talking about capes and what a superhero Teresa is. But Teresa, you know what? On your LinkedIn profile, and Greg alerted me to this, you are known as the Queen Mother, and you will become the development leader of nearly 20,000 people who live in these areas, in Ghana especially, that are so impoverished. Did you ever think, from what you described to us, how you dove into this and started this project, it would become this big?
Never. And I want to encourage everyone who is listening, when you have a moment in your life where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Things can't get any worse. Heads up, it probably will. And it's happening to you for a reason. I believe that we're all uniquely equipped to do something amazing in life that only we can do, in a way that only we can do it. If you had asked me when I was being raised on that farm in central Kansas in poverty, or if you had asked me when I was going through this life crisis, are these things preparing you for something? I absolutely would have said no. But today, as the queen mother of development of the Nyargazade traditional area, I can tell you they absolutely were preparing me for something, and they were preparing me for something great. The issue of poverty, obviously, is centuries, millennia old. I bring a perspective to the world's number one sustainability goal in a way no one else can. I grew up in poverty, and I had all of these life experiences that, when combined, caused me to take a look at this issue in a way others had not. I didn't know that there were rules to ending poverty, and so I proceeded to break every single one of them, which then resulted in innovation. Innovative formulas, innovative processes, innovative technologies. So when you're at a point in your life and you're saying, where from here? Be excited. Be encouraged, because you are being prepared for something amazing if you choose to be brave enough to step into the opportunity.
I want to step in here and say something, Teresa, because you just said something so brilliant. And I'm not even sure you know what you said, but you just used the term that's, or almost used the word disrupted. And in the tech world, we know that it's always great when your new company can disrupt some existing company. So Airbnb disrupts the hotel business. Uber disrupts the taxi business. Amazon disrupts retail. But who ever thought about using the same idea of disruption to disrupt something that all of us want to go away, which in this case is poverty? That's incredibly powerful. And I want to point out, I know this story, Kate. I've heard it several times now, and it captivates me every time I talk to Teresa. But Teresa, you left us in the last segment with having your baskets in Whole Foods. I think you said 250 retail outlets. I want you to talk about when we pick up a Blessing Basket Project basket. One of the ways we'll know that it is an authentic Blessing Basket Project basket is that there will be a picture and a short biography of the actual person who made that basket, and you can send them a letter to thank them. And tell us what that picture and bio and ability to send mail has done for those people who are your artisans.
I believe that peace begins with human connection. And as a result of that, and several other issues that I noticed in this space of trying to end poverty, I realized that if we can just connect a human to a human, goodness happens. So I developed a technology called Artisan and You. It is the world's largest artisan engagement platform, and every single item that we sell bears the very face of the very artisan who crafted that very item. This technology is so disruptive and profound, it was honored by the United Nations and BMW for its intercultural innovation, an innovative way to bring cultures together through a piece of art. We have over 3,500 artisans at any given time across 7 countries that we're working with. You as the consumer, I believe, deserve the right to talk to the person who made that good, find out their story, understand how your purchase changes their life, have a dialogue with them. So when you see that face, you turn the card over, there is a unique identification code for that very product. You go to our website, put in that information. Up pops a more robust story of your artisan. You learn the names and ages of their children. You learn how they're spending their prosperity wages, how they are doing on their journey out of poverty. You can write them a letter, and despite language and technology barriers, we empower them to write you back through a whole fleet of translators. And it's, you know, phenomenal. We'd be here for a little while talking about how we make that system go. But trust me, it's powered by a lot of love, bamboo poles, and a lot of grit, for sure, to make that happen. But we've had thousands of letters change hands between artisans and consumers in the United States and Canada. When an artisan in a developing country receives a letter from you, it is life-altering. They walk differently. They look at themselves differently. They see themselves as part of a much larger global picture. No longer is their problem, their life, their everything centered around the 1 kilometer that's around them. They realize that there's a much bigger world out there full of amazing people who care about them as humans. And I have the privilege, we don't post these letters on Facebook or any other social media. You'll never see us sharing the private details of a letter between you and an artisan. That's between the two of you. We do, however, watch those letters, because can you imagine the responsibility of opening the world in such a delicate population? So we do have to watch letters to make sure that everyone is safe, that there's nothing that would cause concern on either side. So I get the privilege of seeing the letters. And to watch human beings communicate on such a raw, intimate, safe level, it really leaves me without words. These letters that have exchanged hands, they're really, really beautiful. And it gives me hope.
This is one of the things, Teresa, the first time you told me this just literally left me speechless, which doesn't happen very often, by the way. Yeah. We're talking with Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3. It's 10x3.org. That's number 10, T-E-N, by, B-Y, 3, T-H-R-E-E.org, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. It's still, the Blessing Basket Project still exists as part of 10x3, so you can keep buying those baskets or start looking for them now that you understand the incredible significance of them. I want to bring this full circle back, Teresa, to the name change from the Blessing Basket Project to 10x3. Why the name change? What's the significance of 10x3?
You understand the significance of the Blessing Basket Project based on my earlier story. The Blessing Basket Project was formed because it's my attempt to pay forward the love people have been putting into my life since the day I was born. But we realized at year 13, 14 that the name could no longer contain the innovation and the formulas and models that we had developed, and frankly, the impact of the work that we were doing. So we went on a journey to find what could the name or should the name be. And in that journey, we realized what is working. We're getting thousands of people out of poverty sustainably, something that the World Bank can't even figure out how to do. What is it that's driving that? And as we began to look back and study all of our data, we realized it was 10 products a month purchased consistently at prosperity wages for 3 years. That was it. And then the name just came like lightning. 10x3 is the formula that sustainably ends poverty. And so moving to the name 10x3, it empowers us to talk more directly about our innovations and our disruption to solving the world's number one sustainability goal.
Wow, I love it. As we wrap this up, I think, Teresa, what people want to know is, what can we do to help?
There are a couple things to do. Number one is you need to be aware when you're buying a handcrafted good that they're not all made equally. I believe that as a consumer, you have a right to talk to the artisan who made your good. And if the product you're buying does not allow you to do that, you need to be asking more questions. So first, be a cautious and aware consumer. Second, if you'd like to support our work, you can visit 10x3.org, and that's TENBYTHREE.ORG. Purchase a product. Our model breaks down when we don't sell the product. So selling products on behalf of our artisan keeps the model going. And when you purchase that product, you'll have this fantastic connection with the person who made your good. And we need volunteers, and it doesn't matter to us where you live. We operate in the cloud when it comes to those letters and other technologies that we use. We can have volunteers assist us from many parts around the country. We're based in St. Louis, Missouri, but we have volunteers who help us, for example, out in California. If you're a designer and you would like to have your products custom crafted by artisans around the world, contact us if you can place an order of 500 units or more. Help us help you get an ethical supply chain. So there are a lot of ways people can get involved, but it starts with being an informed consumer. Make sure that you are asking the questions, because I believe every consumer deserves that right.
Perfect place to end this. I love it. Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3. Go to 10x3.org. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Kate and Greg, for this opportunity. You guys are great. Thanks for all the work you do.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Winter months, and I know a lot of people listening in the Northeast, especially in New York, in Maine, and so many of our other great affiliates up there, like 1590 WSMN, which really rocks, and you know all the snow that you get up there in New Hampshire and in Maine, by the way, and even in Jersey, where I'm from. It's crazy what we saw last winter. Who knows what this winter is going to be like? The first thing people start to think about is heating. Oh, heating, heating bills. What do I do? Heating escaping. What about a way to conserve? What should I do with my house? I mean, there's a zillion questions that surround that. Tony Joyce is in our virtual green room. It's not heated. He's from Joyce Heating, right there in New Hampshire, and he joins us now. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how's it going today? It was 27 degrees here this morning, so winter is fast approaching.
27 degrees. So when you start to see the temperatures dip, too, does your phone ring off the hook a lot more?
yesterday, I think we fielded probably 200 phone calls.
Ah!
On a normal day, maybe 50 or 60. So everything we do pre-season is in. We do the summer and winter. You know, hey, call, you know, check your system, you know, do whatever you have to do. But it's endless, you know, and nobody thinks about it. You know, who thinks about it on an August day, you know, turning their heat on? But, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the phones rang yesterday.
When you say check your system, it's because people turn it on and it's like, whoa, it's not working. Something's going on.
Well, you know, we're all these, you know, when I, and, you know, we talked briefly, you know, about New Englanders and how weird we are. You know, we're all so cheap up here that, you know, nobody wants to even turn it on for 10 seconds in September to see if it works. So they have to wait until it's 27 degrees and the house is 50, and then it dawns on them it's not working. You know, we're afraid to waste 8 cents worth of gas or oil just to try it.
Oh, that's hilarious. So what are some things that people can do? I mean, even around the country, because, you know, this is nationally syndicated. So there's people listening in your backyard, literally, but there's people listening all over the place. What are things that people can do? You just gave us one tip. You might turn it on before we get to that point. So that's a brilliant thing to do. But what else can people do to be more aware instead of waiting?
You know what's funny about the rest of the world in New England? Everybody needs heat. We just need it up here and, you know, in the Northeast and the Northwest a little sooner.
Yeah.
But the things, the simple things are, A, check it out. Try it before you do it. B, there's, if you have hot air, which most of the country has, except up here in New England, we have things called boilers. Check the filter or change the filter. Even if it doesn't look dirty, change the filter. Get in a program where you do it, say, quarterly or twice a year, and make sure that's clean. If you've got heat pumps, which a lot of people in the country have, make sure that there's no leaves on it. Make sure that that's clear. Just basically the mechanical stuff. And for all my competitors slash allies out there, have it checked at least once a year, once every other year by a qualified contractor. We're not all crooks like they show us on TV. Some of us are honest, and we can see the things that are going to break before they break. And that's kind of the key, is it's just awareness. You know, we spend all this money on our cars, and we spend all this money checking these other things out, and the heating systems just sit there in the basement or in the attic or in the closet, just being ignored, you know?
Like everything else, it's a question of forcing yourself, and it doesn't have to be painful, to pay attention to what's happening instead of waiting until the last second. So last year when you had so much snow, I can only imagine it had to have been crazy for you. Were you running around all over the place and operating on Red Bull and coffee?
You know, it was funny because it was so bad up here that we couldn't run around because we couldn't get from point A to point B.
Oh.
You know, I was born and brought up, you know, as a matter of fact, my office is 100 yards from where I grew up. Everybody that grew up anywhere there was snow, they said, oh, I remember more snow as a kid because you were 2 feet tall and the snow piles were 6 feet. Everything's relative. Well, I never remember this much snow. I mean, we had snow piles so high that you just come up to an intersection, you'd inch your nose out because you couldn't see around it. I mean, just hopefully the guy coming the other way saw what you were doing. I mean, we had just roofs caving in and snow up to windows and bulkheads. I mean, people's backyards that you couldn't even get to, and somebody's furnace would be bad. I drove around with a snowblower in the back of my truck most of the winter just trying to snowblow so we could get people heat. It changed everything. I mean, the way we look at stuff, we had that much snow. I mean, look at Buffalo. What, they get 8 feet of snow in October or something?
Yeah. Crazy. You know? Absolutely. That's great that you went around with a snowblower. How do you, as a businessman, how do you know, and I guess it's the same thing, you look yearly what happens, but more people come into certain communities. How do you decide what you need for your supplies?
Well, we're fortunate that we have a pretty good sized warehouse and we have some good suppliers. And am I allowed to mention brands? You know,
absolutely.
You know, like we use a lot of Lennox, which is a good product. We use called the Mitsubishi, one of those ductless, the units that mount on the wall. You know, we're using a lot of those up here. The Rinnai water heater. So we stock quite a bit of the products that we need, and you know, they are readily available. You know, I've had Joyce Cooling for 20 years. I've been in the business for 42. So you just basically start to know just instinctively what you're going to need and where you're going to need it and how you're going to need it. And you know, back a few years ago, you know, the economy was pretty lousy up here, so there was plenty of help. Now it's starting to catch up, so we're having some trouble finding people. So we just do the best we can, but it's just instinctive. You know, even doing something that long, you just, you know, I don't want to sound like you just know what you need. It's the same every year. You know, it all happens within a week or two of each other. You know, we look back on records and sales and what we've done, and it all follows. It's funny.
You know, we do a thing, and you're part of this called It's Your Business. So for 42 years, you've been in the business, but then you've had your own business for 20. What was it like when you made the leap to your own business?
You know, it was almost a burnout thing. I was just sick and tired of running around, and I was fairly successful. And I said to my wife, I said, "That's it. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to work all by myself, out of the house. And you know, we're never going to be rich. We're never going to get anything." And that worked for about 5 years, and then eventually the company grew, and we've got 20 people now, and still not rich, but you know, it just grew. I have a business background, so it wasn't as bad for me as it is for a lot of contractors, and I feel bad for contractors who are just artists. I mean, they're just masters at their trade, and they have such, you know, just running their businesses is the hard part for them.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And there's so many good contractors out there, but the business side of it can be really tough because they're not schooled in that, and it's like the school of hard knocks. Don't you think you kind of have to feel your way around it?
Oh, you do, and I was lucky that, and if I can give another plug for, there was something called SCORE, which was the Retired Executive Society, and it's put on by the Small Business Administration, and that was a big help. And the thing about it is, you got to know how to run a business to be in a business. And these people from SCORE, they made me do business planning and profit and loss, projections, and just get an idea of you can't just have, and I used to laugh at the accounts payable. Account is in the left pocket and accounts receivable is in the right pocket, and at the end of the day, whatever's left over is yours. And and that's how people ran businesses a long time ago. It doesn't work that way anymore, but
yeah, no, I love that cash business. That's hilarious. But it goes in one pocket, and then that's the rest. I got to pay the bills out of that.
you could get away with it years ago. Now it's between making sure that you're meeting the government and their licensing, and it's hard to run a business. And I feel bad for some. Like I said, there are some friends of mine that are just wonderful contractors. They're just masters at the trades, and they have a hard time running businesses. And they've got enough of an ego. They don't want to work for somebody else, but yet, that's probably what the best thing they could do would be to work for somebody else, and everybody would succeed. But like I said, we were talking on the phone, last time I talked to you, about New England, we're just weird up here versus the rest of the country. We're just weird.
Yeah, the amount of snow, I think that does that to you, because you get cabin fever like none other. I mean, how many sporting events can you watch, and how much Netflix can you watch, and then you're like, oh, I got to go outside, I got to go somewhere.
Well, it was, it's weird because it got cool here the other day, when everybody's bundled up and complaining about it. And I'm saying, but if this was a 40 degree day in March, we'd be out shirt sleeves chopping the ice off our driveways saying, oh my God, isn't this the greatest weather we've ever had? And so everything's relative. In September, a 40 degree day is lousy. And in March, a 40 degree day is like, I remember last year at one point, it was so cold for so long that it got up to 19 degrees one day, and we were walking around in shirt sleeves because it had warmed up to 19. That was a warm spell because it hadn't gotten above 5 degrees for like 10 straight days.
Oh, yeah. Craziness, nuttiness. All right, I love this conversation. This is great. Tony, you're a character. Tony Joyce, Joyce Heating there in Nashville. You're in Nashville, right? You're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're in Nashville, New Hampshire. For those who listen to WSMN, we know both know George, who's a great guy. The phone up here is 603-882-4244, or we're on the web at joycecool.com. Get my little plug in for the WSMN listeners, but it's an interesting place up here.
I think it's an interesting place too. We'll have to say hey when we come up there. We're going to be up there, I think, with this whole election season, so I'll look for you up there.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.